All right, I'm Andrea, and I'm an alcoholic. Welcome to the Newcomers to Alcoholics Anonymous. We're glad you're here, and we really mean that. And happy birthday to all the birthday takers. It's really an awesome experience to see you guys just to see you guys throughout the years. We've kind of become like family in here. And thanks for kicking the rocks out of the way for me and us. So, Stan, thanks for asking me to share. You know, I got a little resentment, did a little inventory. Whom I resent, Black Stan, the cause, asked me to share. What it affects, my pride, self-esteem, right, my ego, and what's my part, you know. And so I had to inventory that, and I'm being selfish and self-centered, and I have to be up here and be vulnerable, and I don't like that, you know. And it's really comfortable to be in the seat of Alcoholics Anonymous and listen and not, you know, have to worry about being called on to share. So this is uncomfortable for me, but I'll do it for Alcoholics Anonymous. And I don't know. I'm grateful to be here, to be sober. And I've received so many gifts through Alcoholics Anonymous and through working the steps. And where do I start? I talked to my sponsor about this, and she didn't allow me to, like, write anything out or practice. So I was like, that would be my will, you know what I mean? So this is God's will. I don't know what I'm going to share tonight, but I just know it's good to be here, and I don't want to ramble on. But for me, what it was like, I loved alcohol, and I loved any mind-altering substance, any chemical, any drink, anything to affect me from the neck up and not have to deal with life. And I loved just checking out. And started drinking in junior high, and I knew right away that something wasn't right. And I wasn't drinking like everyone else. As I grew older, I got into other outside issues, and I didn't like to be told, Andrea, slow down. Andrea, what are you doing? That you shouldn't be doing that. That's not good for you. And so what happened is I started isolating because I didn't like to hear people tell me what to do and, like, to slow down. And, you know, I was just like, no, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to do it. And, So I continued to drink, and things just got worse. I used to play sports a lot, and that declined. You know, I was doing good. I was like the pitcher, and then alcohol got in the way, and I started riding the bench, and I wasn't, you know, just like, I didn't care. The only thing I cared about was alcohol. And I remember a situation for me where I continued to go on and play softball at Hancock College here in town. And I was away at a tournament, and I remember tournaments equaled party. Let's hang out. Let's have a good time. I didn't mean like, hey, let's take this seriously. We have a possibility to be in the championship. No, it was like, let's party. So we were in a hotel room, and I just remember blacking out, and I was with the Arizona State volleyball team, and just having a good time, not caring about the team, not knowing what I did. And then the next morning, the coaches found out about it, and I just pitiful and comprehensible demoralization, just sat in the team van on the way back, like a 3-hour drive. No one talked to me. They knew what happened. They were pissed, and I got suspended from the team for a while. And I was always good at hiding my alcoholism and my drinking until then. My parents started to find out about it, and I remember with that incident, I was like, no, Dad, this weekend we're not playing. This is a bye weekend. So he found out, like, in the paper, oh, Hancock College has played in L.A. Pierce, and they won 3-0, and I got caught. You know what I mean? It was like I had to fess up to what happened, and it was embarrassing, and people didn't want me around anymore, and that wasn't a good situation. So, again, just things got worse. I moved to Long Beach, and again, if you don't get anything out of my share, because I know my alcoholism wants to be like, oh, what do you have to share? You know, someone with 33 years should be sharing up here, or like with more time. But if you don't get anything out of my share tonight, if you guys can just close your eyes really quick. And just close your eyes and just think of your last bottom and think of what it was like and where you were, how you felt. And I just pray that you remember that moment, what got you here, and you remember that. So for me, my bottom was, you can open your eyes now. I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. my bottom for me was just, it was like a boring story. It was like, I isolated when I used, and you know that feeling when it's late at night and you're too lazy to, like, turn off the remote control, turn off the TV? That's what I felt like. Like, in the mornings, I would wake up, I would roll out of bed because I was too lazy to just get up and do something productive, and I would start my day off with a drink or with something, a kick. And for me, it was that moment where it was like, that was constant, you know, constant like that. And it was a moment, and I was like, God damn it. I said, God damn it, I don't want to do this anymore. And I was hurt. And I never have I ever said, God help me. Never, you know, never had I prayed, like, when I was drinking. My parents were good parents. They raised me well. And for some reason, that moment when I said that, I got up, and I walked in the kitchen, and I opened up the phone book, and I never heard of alcohol. Well, no, I heard of Alcoholics Anonymous. I heard it in the movies, and it was like people made fun of it. It was like, Alcoholics Anonymous, you're lame, you know? And it was just like, I opened the phone book, and I found myself in a meeting, and I was in Long Beach, and it was the Veterans Memorial Building, and I walked in, and I heard the laughter. The doors were huge, right? Everything was big and dramatic when you're new, when I was new. The steps were on the wall, and they were really big and scary and huge, and the big book was, like, there. But someone put their, I don't know who this individual was. I never seen him again. They put their hand on my shoulder, and that meant the world to me. They said, you're going to be okay. Welcome home. You're going to be okay. And I guess they knew I was new, but I don't know. Secretaries have a main role, too, in the meetings if people are new. That's where I found myself talking, like, hey, what's AA? What do I do? How much does it cost? Like, because I had no idea. And so thanks for being of service, and anyone else at this meeting who's of service. Can you just raise your hand so we can thank you? Greeters, like, those are the people of service. So thank you. You know, you guys open the doors for us and keep this thing going. But anyway, I could relate a lot to the young people in the rooms then, and I would hang out with them. But I would fellowship with them because I wanted to see, like, if you guys really stayed sober. So I would go out to dinner after the meeting or on a Saturday, and you guys didn't drink. You ordered a Mexican, like a Mexican meal, like, you know, Spanish restaurant, and you didn't get a Corona. You didn't get any tequila. You guys just, like, you guys just ate your food, your tacos and your freaking beans and rice. And so anyway, I was really attracted to that. But the thing is people that I was hanging around with, they started to change, and I wasn't changing because I wasn't working the steps. And to be honest, I was really scared. I was scared to work the steps. And so I remember taking a trip to San Diego to the football game, and I just had a couple days, and I used another outside issue. I smoked marijuana with my brother. I can't believe I just said that, but... You know, it was like, oh, I can't drink, but I could do this. I could do this, and no one's going to know. It doesn't matter. It's not alcohol. And so I come back, and, you know, I was just like, yeah, I smoke. I didn't even care because I didn't really know, you know. And, you know, I had to start over with my days, and I was pretty upset about it. But I'd rather be honest than like, kind of like living a lie. Just, I don't know. So I changed my date. And throughout the time, barely starting the steps, like, God started to show off. Like, it was really weird. Like, these incidences started happening. Like, where a few of them, it was just like, I'm going to Vegas. I'm not telling anyone. Because by this time, I had a home group. And I was like, I'm not telling anyone where I'm going. I'm just going to check out. I'm going to go to Vegas. And I'm going to get in some trouble. And I'm going to drink. And no one's going to know. And so I go to Vegas to check in. And I go. And, we check in, and I'm ready to go to the lobby to get the drinks and start gambling. That's another one of my defects, right, gambling. And so I see someone from my home group there. I didn't tell anyone I was going to Vegas. And I'm like this. You know, and it's just like, what the heck? It was like, okay, God, I got it. You know, you got your hand on me. It was like, so I could totally see something working in my life. And I'm trying to think of other instances, but there were lots of those God shots. And for example, too, and I'll share about this. I found myself in church, and I hadn't worked the steps yet, but I was really, really desperate. And I went, and I was crying, you know, and I was really embarrassed. And I'm Catholic, and I'll share that, and I don't care what you think about it, because I'm comfortable with that now. And, you know, you could be atheist in here, too. I was just taught, I just heard in a meeting, too, step two is came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity, and that a power greater, any power, you know, could be the whatever you think it is. But anyway, so I go in church, and I'm crying, and God help me, I don't know what to do, I don't know anyone in Long Beach, you know, and peace be with you comes around, I don't know if you're, you know, and I was just like, oh my God, this is embarrassing, but I turn around, and I see someone I went to high school with, out of, like, it was a God shot to me forever. I'm so grateful for that person, you know, it was like, okay, God, I see you. Something was working in my life then, and I moved to back to Santa Maria, and I didn't like the way the program was being run here. I thought it was better over there. And I was hurting. And another God shot too, I'll share real quick, I was ready to drink. So many times I was like on the verge of taking a drink, and I'm on the phone calling someone, just ready to call to connect. You know what I mean? I know there's Alcoholics Anonymous, but for me that was my struggle too. And I'm on the phone, and then, you know, Bear Share, like back in the day where you used to record illegal music? So I was recording music, and out of all the songs that came on next, it was a speaker tape from someone, like an AA. And it was just like, are you serious? Again. Okay, I get it. And so by that time, I got a sponsor who I'm forever grateful for, who worked me through the steps, and who got me past 1, 2, and 3, and got me into 4. And 4, I had my list, but admitting to God was okay, but admitting to someone else was a very challenge, like a big challenge to me. And so I did it anyway, and I sat down and did 1, 2, and 3, prayed. Thought she was crazy when we did a third step prayer, but oh well. And we did the fifth step, and I remember I pretty much laid it all out, honestly, because I was, after all those coincidences, I was like, okay, something's going on here. And so I shared with her one of the biggest things that I've gone through, or that I was resentful at. Like, it's easy, like, to write that list. Yeah, I'm pissed off at everyone and everything and the whole world, and that is so, like, so good, right? And then the cause, yeah, they did this to me, those effers, you know what I mean? I was the victim. And so I get that list going, and it affects all the stuff going on. And then I was able to see my part in things, and that I'm forever grateful, because I didn't think I had a part in anything. It was all your fault and the world's fault. And yeah, I remember that by one thing that I had, I could not look her in the face. My head was down. I was looking at the wall. I mumbled it out, and she looked at me, and she just, I don't remember what she said, but I got the comfort, like, it's going to be okay. Like, it was one of those instances where things aren't 100% your fault, you know, and the big book talks about that, and it's like, perhaps some people are spiritually sick or sick, and we need to pray for them, because some stuff happened in childhood, but that's, I don't know, that is, it's just crazy to get from where we are to where we are now. But anyway, so that gets me to step 5 and 6 and 7. The character defects and shortcomings, those are really important to me too, because I got those from step 5, and I didn't think I had any part in anything until I really saw what I was going through. And I'm going to slide back real quick to an experience with my sponsor back there, Lisa, who, she helped me through the 4th and 5th. In AA, we actually get to do things, and we get all these things, but really it's the inside that matters. But I remember my first job, like the big job, and I don't want to break your anonymity, but you were there. You know who you are. And so I was so nervous to have an actual job, and I dressed up, you know, and I'm sweating like right now. And I go in, and I welcome the people, the students, right? And I'm so nervous. And I'm more nervous than the kids. And I'm like shaking their hands. Welcome, welcome to class, welcome to school. And I get through the day, right? And I call, hey, guess what happened? I had my first day of work. I don't even think I knew where you live. And I was like, hey, check this out. This is the best day. And then she's like, I know. I watched you. I saw you. Because her part, I don't know if I'm breaking your anonymity. You know, she's like, yeah, shut up. But she was able, like, where she lived, she was able to see that experience, you know, and it was really cool to share that. But she let me tell the whole story until the end. She's like, yeah, I saw you. I was like, well, thanks. So, I don't know. It's those experiences and that I'm truly grateful for. Trying to think some other things. Step 8 was good for me. Making the list was easy. Kind of already had it from the previous steps. And then step 9 has been pretty life-changing for me, you know. And I could see my part in the previous steps of what I was doing, so that came natural. It was like, yeah, I messed up. I totally harmed this person, and I definitely see my part, and I owe them an amends, and I'm willing to do it. But around that time, things started. It was that God again, you know what I mean? Started to show off again because people started presenting themselves to me. I'm like, what the heck? This person was on the list, and I see him the next day, and definitely pray. There's like a process to go through that and prayed before. Okay, God, is this time? Well, you know, talk to the sponsor before. And everything is just cool, you know. And I did many things wrong, though. I did an amends wrong to my other brother. And I forced it before I even was ready for it. And I was like, you're going to listen to what I have to say. And I blocked him in the hallway, and we got in a fight, and it wasn't good. And I had to talk that one over with my sponsor, and it didn't go good, but I learned from it, and I learned not to do that again. And things happen in his time. And again, when I talk about God, it's the God of my understanding. I hope I don't scare you away from it. I made a... When I did the 1, 2, and 3, I wrote down the qualities of my God, and loving, caring, forgiving, you know, respectful, all these qualities. So when I turn it over where I'm going through a hard time, it's easy for me to do because it's like, okay, cool, he's comforting. Like, I get that. I can live with that rather than a punishing and God's watching you. Andrea, what are you doing? You're going to hell. You know, I can relate to the lighter, softer side, as always, you know. But I recently ran into someone I made amends ago, like years ago, at the gym the other day, and it's just like the relationship is healed. It's like, hey, what's happening? I'll just say his name is Bob, but it's not. It's like, hey, Bob, how you doing? We just carry on a conversation like nothing happened, and that's the beauty of the program. And some other amends that I've made, mostly it was to my family, the people who love me no matter what, who I put through hell, you know, and things just started coming up, and I'll share one with my dad. My dad, he worked at the high school I went to, and he was a hard worker, and he helped out to be the maintenance guy, so my tuition would be lowered, and I was like, ugh. How embarrassing. Like, I was embarrassed. Like, damn, my dad's at school. Like, don't tell anyone, you know? And it was really, I was really bad. And a couple other instances, he would want me to dance. He's a real cool guy. He's like, come on, Andrea, let's dance, right? We would go to, like, the Elks or weddings and stuff, and I'd be in the disease of the ism, and I'd be like, no, get away from me. Like just, like, disgusted. And I hurt him. I totally hurt my father that way, and I could see it. And so one night, I don't know, I just got something inside was like pumping, you know what I mean? I was home. He just got home from work. And my mom, she's just like knocked out on the couch, you know, watching TV. They just do that all the time. They're getting older. But they work hard, man. And so I was like, I'm going to play this song, so I downloaded a song illegally. And I downloaded Dance with My Father, you know, on the internet, and so I downloaded it. And again, it was weird because I got that feeling inside, like, do something good, like, this is right now. And it was that inner conscience, it was like, okay. And so I don't know where this came from. So anyway, I put the music up, and it was blaring through the whole house, and it was loud. The music was loud, and they're like, I walk in the living room where they're all, you know, just in the living room watching TV, and I said, hey, Dad, get up, get up. I want to dance with you. You know, and so I like lift him up, and we're dancing in the living room with my mom in the chair, and she's watching this, and my dad's like as happy as can be. He's like in his refinery outfit, all oily and smelly. And I didn't give a crap. You know what I mean? I was like, I don't care. And so we danced the whole song. My dad's got tears in his eyes, and my mom's crying. And then I go to sleep that night, and I'm like, I'm healed. You know what I mean? No wonder he's probably just as healed, but I felt something inside, and I got my pillows wet, like with tears that night. And that's due to Alcoholics Anonymous and working the steps. And yeah, it's just amazing, man. I'm saying man too much. It's just, I don't know. That leads me to step 10. Step 10 has been like a daily thing, especially lately, just with an inventory. And it talks about it. Like, it just helps me focus and center. What was I, because I'm still there. I'm not perfect. I got some main problems, like some selfishness, self-centeredness. That's still there. And like the pride and the ego set in. And it's like, what am I resentful at? Was I selfish today? Was I just thinking of myself today, or was I trying to see what I could put into the stream of life or something like that? But I notice when I do that constantly at night, I don't want to just be selfish. I want to start to do things for someone else. So I know that the next day, I got to be a service. I got to do something, something else. But 11 and 12, sought through prayer and meditation. That's constant for me. In the morning, my day looks like I wake up, I pray, and I make my breakfast. I turn things over, definitely, but sometimes throughout the day I still try and get it back. Like, oh, I want to do this, you know, I want to do that. Or I want to get in some trouble and stir the pot a little bit and not tell anybody, you know. But those aren't bright ideas, and I was taught, do you want to pay the price? You know, do I want to pay the price for my behavior? But I noticed too, like, this has been such a good opportunity just to be here and change and just to live, like to be free on the inside and do as I please and do as but just do things today and not be confined to that room, not be confined to that one thing and that obsession and the ism, but to do things. And if you're new in Alcoholics Anonymous, or if you're young too, we go out, we have fun times, and we do it sober. And if you need someone to hang out with, or, you know, grab one of us after the meeting, we'll take you out and we'll show you a good time sober. And we'll dance, and we'll karaoke, and we'll do all kinds of crazy stuff sober. But I don't know. I don't really know what else I can share about, but I'll read something to you, and then I'm going to sit down. Call it a night. But yeah, for me too, the prayer is really big for me. The third step and the seventh step when I pray, like totally, like, and I wasn't like a prayerful person. I hated God. I totally hated God. I was pissed off at God. Here comes the anger, right? Damn God, you know? And it's totally changed. It's definitely changed for the better. And I noticed being here for a while, I can focus on, and even at work, like I focus on the negativity, like, and then I can just get it going. Like, oh, screw that. Like, if things aren't going my way, you guys should listen and do it my way at work. And it's just like, whoa, that's like sick behavior. That's my ism creeping up. And that's where the inventory comes in hand. But I'll read this real quick, and I'm going to sit down. And again, welcome to the newcomers, and happy birthday to everyone. It's been awesome watching you guys grow. It says, when I focus on what's good today, I have a good day. And when I focus on what's bad, I have a bad day. If I focus on a problem, the problem increases. If I focus on the answer increases. So thank you.